Welcome back to Twilight Football. If you're just joining us, there is a massive, massive breaking news story echoing around the stadium of Football Nation Radio.
Massive.
Something has happened, Nick Dibana, and I think in order for us to kind of summarise this and really get to the bottom of what's going on, I think we need some detective-like music, something a little noir, something to really set the tone for what we're trying to do here.
That's not what I was looking for.
That's not quite dark enough, actually, I don't think. There we go. At between 6:35 and 6:37 on the 22nd of June 2021, a Tuesday,
yep,
two young men were broadcasting Australia's best evening radio program. As we were sharing hilarious anecdotes about each other's lives, the taller, slightly more handsome one put his hand under the table to feel, what was that? Chewing gum. Fresh chewing gum, I will
fresh.
Add.
Fresh.
Throwback, 5 months. A young man was... Who was it that discovered it?
I did.
You?
Yeah.
A young man who, equally, if not slightly less handsome than his co-host, discovered not fresh chewing gum under the table.
So it's happened again.
Two instances of chewing gum under the table.
And we still never had someone own up to it.
Two separate locations,
yeah,
too. But there are clues everywhere. It's our job, Nick, to find out who did it. I have a guess. Do you have someone in mind?
Well, I think this narrows it right down because...
It does, doesn't it?
It actually helps us a little bit in our search because what we realised was, in fact...
I have some new information. You give me your information, then I'll break this new information to you.
Well, we've had a look at the cameras, because we've got our cameras here, and we're able to go back and watch, because the cameras are all seeing.
They're always rolling.
Yeah, they are always rolling, so they pick up everything that happens in this studio. You can't get away with anything that happens in here. So we had a look. We went back in the period of time we had in the ad break to have a look who was sitting in this spot.
Yeah.
And it was Josh Parrish last night.
It was the Josh man. Now, one of the key factors that we took into consideration when analysing who might have put it on that side of the desk was who spends most time on that side of the desk.
Yeah. It was a rare occurrence that Josh is on that side as well.
It's very, very, very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare. So almost correlatory rare.
Yeah. And he spends a lot of his time here. So
a lot of time over there.
It's been a while in between. And, you know, you find you move your hand under here and you can still feel
a little bit
of remnants.
Yeah.
So just it's very hard to get off.
Mm.
And we're going to have to probably scrape it off after this show because
now,
it's
we will have
disgusting.
To, we'll have to
it's
scrape
disgusting.
It off. Look, if we have to burn down the studio to find out who did this, we goddamn will. I've just received some... I'll have the music back on if that's possible.
Yep.
We've just received some intel from a source.
A source.
Who is telling me that it was not only Lockie and Josh in the studio yesterday.
Really?
There was a third party who attended.
Really? Do we know who the third party was?
Rhys Hawker has recently returned from his go-around trip with hilarious comedian Luke Kidgel. And he was in the studio. So, fancy that. Once Rhys leaves, no gum appears. As soon as Rhys arrives back, gum is back in the studio.
And I interrogated him one day.
Mm.
I tried to get it out of him, and he was adamant it wasn't him.
Well, Rhys does keep a straight face when it comes to most things. You could tell Rhys that he's won $1 million, and you go,
Great.
We love you, Reese.
Hectic.
But you are a suspect.
So it narrows down to two people, Reese.
Well, we've got some engagement in the Twitch here. Reese man saying, oh boy. Lockie saying 100% Reese or Josh. Reese Hawker saying 100% not me. Lockie saying both in the studio yesterday and regular gum chewers.
That is true.
Reese Hawker saying, maybe you, Lockie. Nice one, Reese. Reese saying, I was with you the whole time. Then Lockie saying, you were the only person in the studio alone. Does reflect poorly on Josh, though. Okay, so
Josh is inconspicuously MIA, not because he's commentating in about 10 minutes' time.
No.
But he's just inconspicuously MIA.
I want everyone to check the 7-Elevens, see the recent purchases, and see if Josh Parrish's card has been used.
If you've seen a yellow Golf pull up.
Mazda, sorry. Shame on you for thinking that's a Golf.
Sorry.
That is not a Golf, mate.
A yellow Mazda pull up to your local 7-Eleven in Melbourne's east, kind of. Inner city suburbs around Hawthorne.
Must be nice.
And you've seen someone pull up and buy some gum.
Mm. Now, I'd just like to know. I'd just like the record to show that I'm not hiding the fact I'm chewing gum right now.
Yeah.
And I'm also standing in this position, right?
Mm.
But it's the fact that I haven't been in the studio since Wednesday last week.
Yeah. I've been here since last Tuesday.
Yeah, you haven't been here since last Tuesday. So I don't even want to touch it anymore. The freshness of the gum must be analysed.
Well, Lockie's also said new producer Willem, welcome Willem, sent in a sleeper agent by Athos to put fresh gum under the table.
Oh no, maybe it was Will.
Yeah, look, I think we're going a bit too
a new fresh face around the FNR studios. I'll have to say, did very well last night, Nick.
Congratulations.
He comes highly recommended from
myself.
From you.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
Yeah, fantastic stuff, you know, but we need to find out who this was. So send in your comments, put the pressure on, because the more pressure you put on.
Put the bloody pressure on. And I know the boys in the WhatsApp are going to be hard on the necessary party.
This is a mystery that needs to be uncovered.
Mm. If you are enjoying the show on the podcast or on the Twitch and you aren't in the WhatsApp, which is with most of the FNR crew and then also the Twitch gang, it pops off all the time. It's bloody fire.
Mm.
Send one of us a message and we'll give you the relevant code.
And you can jump in.
And we'll grant you access and you can chat with us.
Anyways, Ed, let's get some football admins. We have to wrap up very soon. It's about 15 minutes time. Paco Radio.
Paco Radio.
Pascoval Club Show. We've got some special guests coming on the show. We'll get to all that a little bit later on. Before we do that, let's have a look. Let's go back and have a look a bit at the Euros, I reckon, a bit. Just to
wrap go
it
back.
Up. Back and forward, because obviously if you've been sleeping all day.
Me.
If you work overnights and you've been sleeping and you woke up now and you're like, oh boy, I have to go to work. I didn't know what happened in the Euros this morning, but I'll listen to FNR and I want to find out what happened. Austria 1, Ukraine 0, Netherlands 3, North Macedonia 0, Denmark 4, Russia 1, and Belgium 2, Finland 0.
Yep.
It means in those relative groups, Belgium and Denmark from Group B advance, Netherlands and Austria from Group C. Finland and Ukraine have to wait a little bit longer to see if they get through as a third place team. Mm. But tonight, well, it's tomorrow morning more like it, these are two big, big, big F-off games. I had to say it because it is huge.
Yep.
I can feel Lockie's nerves from here about this game.
Yeah.
Croatia plays Scotland at 5 a.m. and Czech Republic play England. Now,
ooh,
everyone's been talking about how bad England were last week.
So
my
bad.
God, they were shocking.
Very
and
bad.
I have no like sympathy for that because during 2018, as an Italian football fan, I had to listen to how good England were and how bad Italy were. And now the tables have turned. I'm just like, yeah, you stick it right there, mate.
Say that in Italian.
Say that all in it. I forgot exactly what I was saying.
You just stick that in, yeah.
I haven't spoken much Italian for about 5 years, mate, so it's going to be a bit tough.
What do you do on Lygon Street with the boys? You don't speak English, do you?
We speak English, yeah.
You speak English.
What do you do on Lygon Street? Get the names of restaurants wrong, you fraud.
Do I? Not a restaurant. Takeaway Ice Creamery.
Yeah, it's technically still a cafe restaurant.
They actually don't do coffees. It's something that really cute. Tickled my curiosity.
Was no coffees there.
Well, they do affogatos.
Yeah.
And they do frappes with coffee. No coffee. No coffee.
Did you
machine.
Like the ice cream?
I love the ice
How
cream.
How good's the ice cream?
It's bloody good.
It's worth the wait?
It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
I had the pistachio.
That's the best. It's the best flavor.
It
I
is.
Love the pistachio.
I feel like we've
there.
Just hugged.
Yeah, we have just socially distanced.
But tell me, how do they get the coffee without the coffee machine?
They
What's going on there?
They just have a mini espresso machine out the back. Like an espresso machine.
I saw someone buy a frappe. Mm. There was two people working that night. Bloody pumping, I tell you that
yeah.
much.
Probably. They make good. You know, for what they've lost, they've made good when everything's open around there, especially on weekends. Mm. Even during the week, like if you go right now, it would be pumping.
Don't go now.
And it's only 10 to 7.
10 to 7. Yeah.
No, do go now because if we're talking about small businesses here,
no,
we want to help small
Paco?
Businesses. Of course, Paco, but I'm saying a bit after Paco.
Tell you what,
if you're at home, and you want to listen,
yeah,
get in the car, chuck on the FNR app,
on the FNR app,
and then you chuck your AirPods in while you're waiting in the
You'll
line.
You'll never have to cook again.
Yeah. but anyways, yep. as we said, these two big games tonight: Croatia and Scotland, both on 1 point. Czech Republic and England on 4. So the way things stand is that if essentially Czech Republic England finishes as a draw, Czech Republic top the group.
That would be so fried.
And England,
is there a way that England can't get through, that they finish third? Do they?
Czech Republic would have to win, and Scotland would have to win by a couple goals for it to happen. So it would have, but they could get. They'd still. They, no matter what, they'd finish at least third. because one of Croatia or Scotland will obviously not be able to get to 4 points.
Right.
So essentially, they're still going to be a chance to go through as a third place team. But I think England will win tonight. I don't want them to, but I think they will. But they're coming up against the machine that is Patrick Schick.
Ooh.
And he loves a goal from half. Loves a pop.
Loves a pop.
And he's scored goals from everywhere at the moment. So that'll be exciting. And Croatia's been like one of the big disappointments. And Scotland will be getting excited. We know that they still haven't scored a goal yet. And
how funny is that? That's New Zealand areas, right?
Yeah,
there.
It is. And yep. they've found a way to still stay competitive. And right now, everything that's happening with Scotland's very sort of Macedonia areas in terms of they're just enjoying the ride. Like
yeah.
we're here, we're just loving the ride. But the Scottish fans are sort of, there's more just excitement because they're like, we've actually got a chance.
We've got a chance.
Wait, what's more Scottish? Scottish is more like, we've got a chance.
If you believe. You know what? You know what is Scottish?
What?
My name's Lachie Flanagan. I'm from the Mornington Peninsula. You bloody fake Scotsman. Kidding, yeah, Lachie. You are Scottish.
You fake Scotsman. But yeah, so essentially going into this game as well, we've had breaking news last night. Billy Gilmore tested positive to COVID.
Unfortunate.
So he's out. I think he was man of the match as well against England. So it's really disappointing. In England, Ben Chilwell and Mason Mount are isolating at the moment. I think they were close contacts or something like that.
Surely if Ben Chilwell and Mason Mount are isolating.
Hey, they don't have the gold standard contact tracing like they do here in Victoria.
They're standing next to each other.
We have to play the football tonight. We need a team to play.
We need to play now.
We need to play the football. COVID is almost over here in England and we need to open everything up.
14%
That comes from me, Boris Johnson.
Bloody Boris Johnson. At least we're getting Marmite cheaper. They're all close contact, surely.
Yeah, essentially. Like, if they were here, they'd all be close contact. Even every Scottish player would be a close contact of Billy Gilmore right now. Like, aren't they in a bubble? I don't know what sort of their liberties are outside of, you know, game day.
I think they can do whatever the bloody hell they want.
I think so. I think some of them are vaccinated. So I don't know if Billy Gilmore probably hasn't had a vaccination because I know it was like...
Surely they're vaccinated.
Not all of them, no. There was a lot of controversy about the Spanish players because when Busquets got COVID, they said... Because there was a big push from the Spanish FA to get everyone vaccinated.
Well,
and the Spanish government were like, nah.
Good.
But they've allowed the Australian... Well, actually, no, we're not going to talk about the Australian vaccine rollout, but they've vaccinated all the Olympians. But they haven't vaccinated all the people who need it as well.
Class, it's extremely Australian.
Hey, but we need to win gold, all right?
It's so bloody Australian to do that.
But anyways, so that will wrap up Group D. And then obviously tomorrow, the boys will have a chat about it tomorrow in terms of the final group
games.
They'll
actually talk about it.
Yeah, Sweden play Poland, Slovakia, Spain. Spain's the other team as well that are on the brink of elimination, which would be so funny. It'd be four straight major tournaments in a row where Spain have just sucked.
Who's your biggest rival as an Italian?
Spain.
Spain?
Yeah. Spain, 100%.
Spain. Very similar.
Spain, France to an extent, but we had our revenge in 06. I'd say Germany as well. But then there's rivalries everywhere. I think even Brazil's a massive rivalry. So it's really
I don't know
everywhere.
About that.
94 World Cup. They beat us on pens. It's a bit of history there.
Well, they didn't beat you. You lost.
Yeah. Well, no. Budjo skied a penalty.
Gareth Bale-like.
Yeah, and it was very... I actually watched the Budge or Netflix movie the other day. And
did you?
Yeah,
was it good?
It's in Italian, so obviously, you know, for the uninitiated folk, they have to listen with subtitles.
Do you?
I did put the subtitles on, because lots in dialect, so you have to. And dialect, obviously, is a bit of a different Italian, different dialect.
Mm.
So watch that. It was not amazing, but it was good. Like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, how some of those biography movies, when it's not a doco, they sort of... I wouldn't say mayo it, but they leave a lot of details out.
You can tell that
it's not full Bohemian Rhapsody where they completely come up with this whole thing that, you know, about that Queen broke up and they got back together for Live Aid, which never actually happened.
They're always together.
They're always together the whole way through.
It is a movie.
But it is a movie. So that's why they go with the based on a true story to try and...
Based.
It's like when I watched The Conjuring the other week. Same sort of thing, based on a true story.
How was that? The new one?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Can't imagine it's fantastic.
Yeah, so does Fast and Furious 9. That movie sucks.
Why would anyone
too.
Want to go see that movie? Hmm?
Because they just like capitalism.
Because they're too scared of A Quiet Place Part 2, which I know
is a great movie.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first one, but I've heard you tell me it's a great movie.
Quiet Place Part 2 is up there with probably my best theater experience.
Why is it just so quiet?
It's so.
Were you able to eat?
Like, no, I didn't have it. I had a coffee in the cinema.
What?
I love nothing more than a coffee while I watch the movie.
That is weird.
I don't think that's weird.
People have movie Coke. Do you not drink movie Coke?
I don't drink Coke.
Okay.
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo type vibes
no,
right here.
No, water.
What? Agua.
Coffee.
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 Would you like a popcorn?
No.
Coffee. Coffee. I think that's actually quite
Wait,
nice.
Wait, did you order the coffee at the can, like the
no,
candy store?
I have done that.
The candy store?
Previously.
Did you go get some candy?
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So
always.
On the day that I went to watch A Quiet Place, yeah. I was with Rafaela and her mum Lisa. And we went, and I drove in, right? I think I've told you this before.
Yes.
I drove in to the cinema, about a 25-minute drive.
Yeah.
And Lisa generously said, hey, Ed, because you drove in, I'll buy you a coffee. Because I was like, oh, I'll get a coffee. And she jumped in and said, no, I'll pay.
Yeah.
I'll pay. And it was...
That's generous.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do that.
Mm.
And I say to the barista, it's like, yeah, just an oat mocha, please.
At the cinemas.
It was the cafe next door. Lido in Hawthorne. So it was downstairs.
Yeah, of course.
Nearby.
And Lido's bloody unreal. I love
Lido's
that place.
Great cinema.
Love it. Love it.
So I order my coffee and Lisa is going to pay. And then the lady reads out the price. And usually for an oat mocha, you get like a cappuccino, small cappuccino, which is what, $3.50, $3.70. Add a dollar on for oat milk, you're looking at $4.50. Acceptable. She's going to tap and the lady goes, that's just $6.70, thanks. Lisa, bless her soul, just keeps going.
And in your head, it's like...
I'm in my head going, stop. And she just taps and there's just the awkward silence of, that was a $6.70 coffee.
That's like three coffees.
It basically is.
Two coffees from around here.
Two
lattes.
Two lattes. So I'm thinking of, I don't know how to repay such a weird amount of money, $6.70. It's not a coffee. It's more than a coffee.
It's a side.
I think it's a nice iced coffee with ice cream.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Essentially. Just quickly before we go, Ed, let's have a look at the Twitch. Steve Curtin. G'day, Steve. Is that gum the... effing beat machine.
Whoever put it under the desk put it there hard, so they were the beat machine.
They were the beat machine.
They did do that.
Lockie said, looking forward to your commentary tomorrow night from Beat Machine Stadium. But we do know, of course, that there are FFA Cup tonight and tomorrow. Are you commentating any games?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday?
Dandenong City versus...
Are they out? Have they already said who's commentating what on Friday?
I've got my inside sources.
Oh, yeah, because I'm supposed to be commentating with Vision on Friday night. Me and Joey Lynch on Friday night down at potentially at Knights Stadium, Wanda. Knights versus Avondale.
Wanda, can you hear me, Wanda?
Wanda, don't take the stone.
Vision? what does she call him Vision?
Yeah, Vision.
Vision?
Vision? Steve? Joey?
Joey.
So...
That's great.
Yeah, I think we are. I'm just waiting on the post in the group.
Mm.
Love your work. Love your work that you're able to do that, you know?
What?
Just love your work.
What's that about?
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Mate. Well, I'm commentating with Bryce Ruthven. Shout out.
I think that's a sign for us to go then.
No, well, let's keep going through the Twitch. A bit of football admin from Tom. Thank you, Tom. He's saying, I think up until the quarterfinal start, doesn't necessarily matter how each team is playing front in the World Cup. Struggled against us and others in the group stage. Portugal in 2016 came third in the group without winning a game, I believe. Excellent point, Tom.
Absolutely. I mean, it is interesting because I just feel like as long as you win, that's all that matters. Just get the dubs, get your good position. And
bloody dubs, doesn't matter how you win them.
Peak at the right time.
Yeah. Lockie saying, can't believe I'm still not in my own radio station's WhatsApp. Lockie, like I said, feel free to send either of us a message and you can join in the conversation,
Lockie,
in the WhatsApp.
You always send in a lot of messages about us doing watch-alongs in the studio, but not enough about asking for the WhatsApp link.
Yeah.
And Lockie... I mean, if we're going to go into the city that time, may as well go watch it with atmosphere.
Yeah, watch it with atmosphere.
Yeah.
In Lygon Street, speaking English. Tom is just more excellent football contributions.
They'll hug him in post-game.
And then Lockie saying, frozen Coke
or nothing.
Or nothing.
That's very Mornington.
Because
it's always summer down there.
It's always hot down there, man.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, I think it's time for us to go.
And, well, before we do go, I think we need to finish off our little... competition.
Well, we've got a show about to start it.
One real quick shot each. Lucas, on your toes, mate. Let's switch that camera. Well done. Well done, champ. Sorry. Didn't mean to call you champ then.
You mean man.
All right, ready to go?
All right.
Missed. All right, this is just to win it. So we need to go.
Go! That was amazing.
And we're done. All right, guys. Incredible. Time for us to wrap up here on Twilight Football. Miss any of the show, head over to our SoundCloud. Head over to our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you head over to SoundCloud,
I will judge you.
That is dedication to the cause.
But anyways, we'll say goodbye. Yeah, Paco Radio brought to you by Senol, starting very, very soon.
Stick
around.
I owe you a coffee, man.
You do owe me a coffee. We'll be back on Tuesday at least. I think you'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe.
Anyways, goodbye.